Sean Spicer, The Left Tries to Cancel Us Out and They Win When We Stop Fighting. By Kyle Morris on February 28, 2020. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer spoke with Breitbart News on Friday at the 2020 Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, and discussed what's at stake this election year in the Republican Party's transformation. "It's crazy to see this many people that love the president and conservative policies this close to Washington, D.C., Spicer said with a laugh as he discussed CPAC. "It's also going into an election year. Really exciting, because people are hearing from speakers about what's at stake and why we need to fight. This president, more than any president, frankly, probably right or left, has shown the binary choice that exists," Spicer told Breitbart News's Matthew Boyle. "That his policies that he fought for and enacted are proving to have real results." Spicer also noted how America went from enacting Trump policies and moving the country in a positive direction to impeachment and investigations once Democrats regained control of the House of Representatives in 2018. "These elections, whether it's for him or the midterm, have consequences, and frankly the state elections have equal consequences, because it's all about redistricting, and we're losing the ability to keep some of these members in Congress if we don't take care of preserving majorities in the state legislature," Spicer added. Spicer also mentioned the importance of talking with others ahead of Election Day. "If we believe the country is moving in the right direction, then we not only have to go out and vote, but we have to talk to people," Spicer said. "The left tries to cancel us out, and they win when we stop fighting. When we stop talking, when we kind of fall in line, they win." Spicer went on to discuss the Democrats' incessant politicization of the coronavirus, calling the idea sad. "The idea that you're politicizing a virus, that as you point out is coming from China and throughout the world, is sad," Spicer stated. "The idea that the speaker called the vice president and said she had concerns about his ability to lead the whole of government approach to this is pathetic and sad." Spicer is also set to host a program on Newsmax TV, which begins on Tuesday and will air every weeknight at 6 p.m. ET. Spicer says the aim of his TV program is to make everything seem not so simplistic. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.